A Ron Colley High School guidance counselor says she may lose her job as a result of her marriage to a woman. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports this is potentially legal, despite Ron Colley receiving more than $1.5 million from school vouchers.
Shelley Fitzgerald says she may lose her job after Ron Colley administrators found out she is married to a woman. Indiana provides protections for public employees based on sexual orientation, but Ron Colley is exempt from those rules because it is a private school. State law says it doesn't have to abide by the same anti-discrimination protections that public schools do, despite receiving more than $1.5 million in state funding through Indiana's voucher program. Ron Colley and the Catholic Archdiocese of Indianapolis defended their position, saying, "Administrators and guidance counselors are expected to be role models and are called to respect human sexuality and its expression in the sacrament of marriage between a man and a woman." Their statement also said these expectations are defined in employee contracts. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.